This is 90.7 WFAA News. I'm Serafina Wright. The fate of the 9th District congressional race has been in limbo since the North Carolina Board of Elections refused to certify the race in late November. But there are even more questions about what will happen in the race after a 3-judge panel Thursday said the current board must dissolve by noon today. WFAE's Steve Harrison joins me to talk about what happens next. Steve, what is the status of the State Board of Elections, and is there even a State Board of Elections?
So here's what we thought was going to happen. The State Board of Elections had planned to hold a public hearing on allegations of fraud in the 9th District on December 21st, but it pushed that back to January 11th. And after that, presumably the board would have decided whether to certify Republican Mark Harris as the winner or call for a new election. That was the old timetable. But things got really complicated last night. A 3-judge panel had previously said the current elections board is unconstitutional, and on Thursday night it said the board has to dissolve by noon today, which is right now. It criticized the board for pushing the hearing back until January because it said this is an important election and the people in the 9th District deserve to know who won.
So what has Mark Harris said about this?
His attorneys filed an emergency petition Friday morning asking the board to certify the race and declare him the winner. State Republicans said the Harris campaign would sue to force the board to certify him the winner as well. Through most of December, Harris took a wait-and-see attitude, saying he would let the investigation take place. That has changed.
And I understand Governor Cooper has also weighed in. What has he said?
He has. The governor said he will create a temporary board for the next month until the new elections board is comes online January 31st. He's asked for leaders of both political parties to give him names by the end of the day today, and he'll pick new members of the board from those names. Under his plan, the elections board staff would continue to investigate, and presumably there would still be that hearing on January 11th. But Republican Senator Dan Bishop of Charlotte doesn't think it's legal, and Senator David Lewis of Harnett County said the same thing on Twitter. So right now we have a situation where there's no elections board, no winner in the race, and we don't even know whether there'll be an elections board for the next month. And remember, the new Congress is sworn in January 3rd.
Okay, that's WFAE's Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.